out my coffin, drink poison in my chalice. Pride begins to fade, and y'all feel my malice. Put Gregory on your doorstep, soon you'll be in the gutter. Melt your heart like butter, I can make you stutter. Think about a con, me kill it, con, con. Won't con kill the splinter. Con, me kill it, con, con.
Show. Lily Fan and a cold San Long. Sell out the carabos on the brow. Pile and a mile and man, 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 too. Un pobre diablo crank on the brow. Yeah.
seven touch ain't there. Rubies, rubies on a ring, you will find them anywhere. Heartbreak, it happens every day. Why am I so blue? I've got these heartaches, no matter what I do. Diamonds don't mean a thing when you're sleeping all alone. Parties never seem to swing if that special thrill is gone. Palm trees swaying in the breeze, getting boring too. That's my life story, all sad but true. Change that. Rubies, the rubies on a ring, you can find them anywhere. Heartbreak, it happens every day. Why am I so blue? I've got these heartaches, no matter what I do. No matter what I do.
Hear you calling. Feel that gentle rain be falling. See where you at, my darling. And I know you mighty grow. You want a second life from the Garden District. Train, you know it's strange, but some things remain the same. We're all down by that Mississippi. Gonna find that sweet old Crescent City called Sweet Home New Orleans. Gentle rain be falling. I love to hear where you at, my little darling. Right up a tan, you hear a little funky piano. By you St. John, take your
Dr. John with Sweet Home New Orleans, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And prior to that, Leon Redbone with Diamonds Don't Mean a Thing from his Red to Blue record, Roki Erickson with Starry Eyes featuring Luann Barton. That was kind of later on in his career from the All That May Do My Rhyme. All That May Do My Rhyme. Yeah, I don't know if this really makes sense. But a recent record, duet with Luann Barton. Dr. John started things off with I Walk on Gilded Splinters from Grease. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. That was his first record. And what's interesting is that I've been trying to profile each artist during throughout the breaks. Roki Erickson up next. What's interesting about him is that while he was on tour with the 13th Floor Elevators, they did a lot of like psychedelic drugs, and allegedly too many of the drugs, or too much of the drugs, soon like played with his mind. He started speaking gibberish when he was on tour in 1968 at something called Hemisphere. He was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia and sent to a psychiatric hospital in Houston, where he was given electroconvulsive therapy. And so after many and numerous institutions, some attempted escapes, he was actually traveling. I guess before he was institutionalized, he was traveling. He was found with a joint on him at the airport, and he was then he then pleaded insanity, I guess, that he could plead insanity and when you're caught or accused of drug possession or distribution or whatever, and so he was sent to a state hospital in Austin. So that's the second institution, second time he was institutionalized. He tried to escape multiple times. He was then sent to, I assume, a higher security facility called Rusk State Hospital in Rusk, Texas. Sounds awful. He was given all kinds of electroconvulsive therapy and Thorazine. Sounds terrible. And then he was discharged ultimately in the 70s, but he resumed his career, which is amazing, in the late 70s and early 80s, convening this or no, it looks like, sorry, the mid-70s, convening this group called Roky Erickson and the Aliens. And we heard Roky Erickson and the Aliens earlier in the set, earlier in our show tonight. That would be from, what do we hear? From Don't Slander Me and also The Evil One. So that's sort of an interesting bit of, an interesting journey for him. And certainly that will lead us to playing this next track, which is the single from, or one of the more well-known singles from the 13th Floor Elevators. It was actually on the High Fidelity soundtrack as well. This is going to be You're Gonna Miss Me. We're playing it from their greatest hits, the very best of the 13th Floor Elevators. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Clear on a lover's lane. go for not if I were caught without my cane. Be ba ba dee da da. Be ba ba da ba. Be ba ba dee. Ba ba dee ba. Ba ba dee da. Da 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 dee. Be ba ba da dee da. Be ba ba dee da. Ba ba dee ba. Ba ba dee ba. Dee 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 dee. Da 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 da. I could never explain all the thing that makes me clear on Lover's Lane. Would go for naught if I were caught without my cane.
Here now, I go, Andy. Dabble Mofino, Andy.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, Roki Erickson, Nothing in Return from the You're Gonna Miss Me collection. Before that, that's essentially his greatest hits, the best of Roki Erickson. Before that, Dr. John with Iko Iko from Dr. John's Gumbo. It was Leon Redbone with My Walking Stick from On the Track. We already heard from that record earlier. And 13-4 Elevators, the band for which Roki Erickson was the lead vocalist, You're Gonna Miss Me was the name of the track from Going Up. The very best of the 13-4 Elevators. In case there are other collections out there, the one that I played from was the very best. The others are pretty good. That one was the best. All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. And so what we're doing here is we're having a show devoted to three musical geniuses who passed recently. Roki Erickson, a bit of a unique career, especially since he was institutionalized. Based on what I read, he was institutionalized three times. And yet he somehow kept moving, and it's very admirable that he kept his career on track, or at least put it back on track somehow, or a track, really any track. And, of course, Dr. John, a legend with jazz, blues, just a musician who crossed genres and boundaries. We heard earlier in the show how he played on the last waltz with the band. And then, of course, Leon Redbone, who is not just blues, but he's sort of, he almost transcends categorization. I wouldn't call him blues. I can't really hold him up against like Howlin' Wolf and that type of thing, but he definitely has some old-timey pop. I wouldn't call it easy listening. It's hard to say. I've sort of been struggling with that all night. So, well, let's hear more from him. This is Your Feet's Too Big from the record Anytime, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
What? North in a house that's new, there were four of us, me, your big feet and you. From your ankle up, I'd say you sure sweet. I'm that down, you just too much feet. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I love you cause your feet's too big. Oh, cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I love you even if your feet's too big. Where'd you get them? How'd you get them? Where'd you get them? Well, I got them. The girl she likes you, she thinks you're nice. You got what it takes to take her to paradise. She says she likes your face, she loves your rig. But man, oh man, them things are too big. Your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I love you cause your feet's too big. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I love you even if your feet's too big. Your pedal extremities are colossal. To me you look like a fossil. You got me walking, talking and squawking. Cause your feet's too big. Sports, it's there where you shine. In washing dishes, baby, you're divine. You shine in sports like swimming and ducking. Oh boy, when it comes to trucking. Feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I love you cause your feet's too big. Yeah, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I love you even if your feet's too big. Your pedal extremities are colossal. To me you look like a fossil. You got me walking, talking and squawking, 'cause your feet's too big.
Bye. chance with me. Oh, I sing sweet love songs most all the time. If you come and be that sweet baby of mine, I ain't got nobody. And nobody cares for me.
Of light, WMFO. Very nice. Leon Redbone with I Ain't Got Nobody, So Sad and Lonely. That's, of course, a cover from the record Whistling in the Wind. And prior to that, Roki Erickson, Goodbye Sweet Dreams from the True Love Cast Out All Evil record. Some of those were based off demos that he made while he was institutionalized at the Rusk Hospital. Before that, Dr. John, a live version of Mac's Boogie from Live at Montreux. It actually says here, plays Mac Rabinac. I think that was, I should have just typed in Live at Montreux, which is where that was taken from. And then, of course, Leon Redbone started things off with Your Feet's Too Big, charming little ditty. They're all little ditties with him. From the record Anytime, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And I'm trying to find some really good Roki Erickson stuff from the record Never Say Goodbye. So this was... what we're going to do is play Unforced Peace. So the record is called Never Say Goodbye. There's a song, Unforced Peace, that I'm looking to hear. And we're going to play that right here. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Thank you.
nothing to get there. No relic is needed. No killing hurt, no scaring. No blood to be bleeding. It's always needed. It's understood.
Alright, so that is a cover. So that's unfortunate. Let's try this. There we go. This'll work. 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Thousand points of light, WMFO, and yeah, that was hard to find. I wasn't able to find a song that I could stream. I don't own the record, and it was just written up in Pitchfork about. I just want to read more about Roki Erickson, who was diagnosed with schizophrenia and dealt with it his entire life, and it got to the point where he wasn't really paying attention to his health, and he had a brother who was checking in on him, and would take him to the doctor, and. He was very well respected throughout his musical career as somebody that not a lot of people knew a lot about, but he was eventually living on his own with lots of help, and thanks to his family for doing that. And we're going to wrap the show up with Dr. John's Right Place, Wrong Time, which is a very 70s song. It was actually on the Dazed and Confused soundtrack. It's one of his huge singles that kind of crossed genres. And that's what we're going to hear right now is the last track of the night. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.
up in the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. My head is in a bad place, but I'm having such a good time. I've been running, trying to catch hung up in my mind. Just got to give myself a good talking to this time. Doesn't need a little brain salad surgery. Got to cue my insecurity. But I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been the right time. Been a wrong song. I've been in the right vein, but it seems like a wrong on. I've been in the right world, but it seems like a wrong, 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 wrong. See my life shaking with every who I meet. Refried confusion as I'm making itself clear. Wonder which way do I go to get on out of here. Cause I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. And I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong time.